This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden, in a call to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday, spoke about the United States, his unwavering commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The White House said in a statement that President Biden had voiced the deep concerns of the United States and our European allies about Russia's aggressive actions toward Ukraine. It said he made it clear that the United States and its allies would respond with strong economic and other measures in the event of a further military intervention. The statement added that Biden said diplomacy was the best way to resolve conflict with Russia. Officials in Ukraine and the West has said a massing of troops along Ukraine's border could signal Russia's intention to invade its former Soviet state. Russia has denied having any such plans. The U.S. is expanding COVID-19 boosters, opening a third dose of Pfizer's vaccine to people as young as 16. The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday cleared an extra dose for those ages 16 and 17, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention rapidly endorsed a booster for those ages. It's not clear if younger teens will need one. The U.S. and many other nations already urge adults to get a booster to pump up their immunity months after initial vaccination. In the U.S., the Pfizer vaccine is the only option for children and teenagers. As cases of the COVID-19 caused by the Omicron variant soar in South Africa, hospital officials monitoring the outbreak say patients' reports offer compelling evidence the variant causes illness that is less severe than previous forms of the disease. For more news, join us at VOA News.